I wanted to have a quick look at this too. It comes up every now and again. I just love it. I just love it, these cases, particularly the job the 000 call takers do on this and the AMBOs. And I'm trying to get a tape of what happened earlier this week. A father, with the help of a call taker, helped deliver his new baby at the bottom of the 1,000 steps. On the line is the mum of said baby, Amanda St. Ledger. Good morning.
Good morning.
You weren't running up the 1,000 steps, were you?
No, I definitely was not.
What happened?
It was our second birthday, and I didn't think it was coming any time soon. Got in the car thinking they're going to send me home when we get to the hospital. Got about 2 minutes from the hospital, and I'm like, you've got to pull over, it's coming. So we called the ambulance. Love on the other end of the phone, helped my husband, who is worst catch in the world. I'm yelling at him, pull my pants down, the baby's coming. And by the time he got around to the driver's side, the baby was out and he caught it.
Well, he caught it. What did he do wrong then?
He didn't do anything wrong. He did a great job.
Right. Amanda, how long were you in labour?
I think it was only about an hour.
What do you do for a living?
I'm a nurse.
You're not a midwife, I hope.
I'm not a midwife. I would be a terrible midwife.
Well, you would be if you didn't know you were about to have a baby.
Yeah, I know.
How long was the first labour with your first child?
It was only, maybe 4 hours, so I should have known better. I think I was in a little bit of denial, to be honest.
Yeah. Was it a bit scary, though, having a baby beside the road?
It was very scary, and I think her name was Maddie, the 000 caller. She was great, kept us both calm, told my husband what to do, warned him that it was going to be very slippery, which it apparently was.
Of course it was. You're a nurse. You should know.
I know. So silly.
So did you, what did you, the child was born, the AMBOs hadn't arrived yet?
No, I think it felt like about 3 hours, but I think it was only about 3 minutes, and two lovely AMBOs came to our rescue, put me in the back of the ambulance. My husband drove the car to the hospital, took like half a K down the road, and got up to the ward, and we came home about 12 hours later.
Oh, really? So yeah. did you when the baby was born, did you cut the cord immediately or just hold him, wait for the AMBOs?
We just held him, and then he even stayed attached until we got to the hospital.
Yeah, okay. Well, you at least you knew what to do there, didn't you?
Yeah, I did know that. I remembered that from my training.
Well, apart from having your own baby, I just assume you've seen plenty of babies born.
I have indeed. I've caught a few in my time too. I should know better.
Did you want to leave after 12 hours or did they just kick you out?
No, I wanted to leave. I was desperate to leave, actually.
And how is he? What's the baby's name?
His name is Mitchell.
Oh, what an excellent name. How's he doing?
I thought you might like that. And he's great. He was a big baby, nearly 4.2 kilos, 9 pounds 4.
Oh, goodness me.
Yes. Big one.
Well, how could your husband drop that? It didn't just about knock him over.
Yeah, well, that's true. There was no dropping it. I was screaming, if you drop that baby, I will never speak again. I can't imagine what that poor call taker on the other end of the phone was listening to.
We're going to get a tape of this. 9 pounds, 4 ounces. How are you feeling?
Pretty good. We had about 4 minutes sleep last night, so we're good.
Well, good on you. We've got a photograph of you in the ambulance. Do you mind if we put it on the website?
Go for it.
You look beautiful.
Oh, I'm sorry, I do. Thank you.
Just after the... Hey, were you actually in the car when you gave birth?
Yes, I was.
Do you think
my poor car.
Can you sell the car?
Well, apparently, because we put it... For some reason, I picked up a waterproof sheet as we were going to the car. I think we aimed most of the muck out the door.
Oh, the muck. Oh, good. So yep. Have you hosed the car out yet?
Yeah, my husband came home at 3 o'clock in the morning and was out on the street vacuuming it and hosing it.
I don't blame him. It's going to be 43 degrees. You don't want...
No, you don't want that left in your car.
Amanda, congratulations. I tell you what, we'll talk to you later. We'll find the... they're finding the 000 tape for us. I think you'll find it fascinating listening as we will.
Oh, yeah, maybe.
Good luck to you and little Mitchell. Mitchell's sibling, brother or sister?
He has an older sister called Millie.
Beautiful. Have a... happy family life. Amanda St. Ledger, the foot of the 100. I thought she might have been running up the steps, but no. Amazing how often it happens, and most of them turn out very well. The call takers do a great job. So do the AMBOs. Now they need somebody who's a car detailer.